for me, I'm hoping that it's going to help restore the rule of law in Zimbabwe. As you have heard, the arrests have continued, and they have escalated to some extent. And my arrest that Jeff has referred to on the 17th of March was interesting in that I had done this many, many times before. And this year alone, I had been called to three, search scenes where I had asked for a search warrant. It's standard fare for any lawyer when police come to your premises and they're searching, the first thing you ask as a lawyer is to say, well, do you have a proper search warrant? And I've done it in January when the Zimbabwe Human Rights offices were being searched. I've done it again in February when the Zimbabwe Peace Project offices were being searched. And it's the same police section, and they had produced their search warrants without any problems. And we had actually continued to do the search together and prepared the inventories together without any problems. So when I was called on the morning of Sunday, 17th March, to these premises, for me it was like, it's ordinary stuff. And you get there, you ask for the warrant, and the next thing I was, they arrested and they accused. And it's, what was bizarre about this particular case is that the client I had gone to the premises for is somebody was being arrested for investigating corruption. I mean, how on earth do you arrest somebody who's actually trying to help the authorities unearth corruption? This is just so bizarre. For me, it was like, why would anyone want not to commend you for actually using your own resources and your own manpower to say to the Anti-Corruption Commission, here is the information you require to arrest Lori, because these are the corrupt activities that they have been involved in. But of course, the persons who were implicated in the corruption are persons who are powerful. They are persons who are in power. They are persons in authority. And even a member of the Anti-Corruption Commission had to go into hiding. When it became obvious that she had been involved, she had gone to ask for an arrest warrant from a magistrate who refused to give it, and then went to a high court judge who gave it, and within days, the judge president had reversed his own judge's order. And of course, we know now that that judge is in trouble, the first judge who had given the first warrant. And he got into more trouble also, because when I was arrested, he gave an order for my release, which of course was ignored. And you would expect that as we go towards the elections and a day after the new constitution had been approved by the majority of the people who voted, that you see that we are progressing towards an environment where this kind of arrest will not continue taking place. But unfortunately, no. Yes, we do have a new constitution, but is there political will going forward to actually implement the Bill of Rights in that constitution? Is the judge who set aside the warrant for the searches at these persons who are alleged to have been involved in corrupt activities, is he going to interpret this new constitution in a manner that will give people rights? Will the political will be there going forward, to ensure that the new constitution comes with a new beginning where there will be basic respect for basic rights at the very least? I don't know if the jury is still out there. We'll see what happens at the end of the day. But I feel very, very strongly that whatever deficiencies there will be, even as we have the new constitution become law, there has to continue this impetus of ensuring that it is tested. The only way we will know whether or not it is working and whether it has been a sea change of some kind is if we take cases to court under that new constitution and we see how it gets interpreted. I personally don't believe that overnight somebody who is not implementing basic provisions of the current constitution will suddenly wake up and say, oh, because there's a new constitution, people must enjoy rights. there has to be the political will to want to implement the new constitution in the spirit in which it was meant. And I don't know whether those very same